Dictation. Apple Inc. is one of the most successful IT companies in the world and has developed innovative digital devices, such as the iPhone, the iPad, and the iMac. But the company was originally started by just two people, a young man named Steve Jobs and his friend Steve Wozniak, in 1976 in Jobs' garage. Steve Jobs was born in San Francisco, California, in 1955. As a child, Steve was a troublesome but intelligent boy. After he was influenced by his father, whose hobby was fixing old cars, he became interested in making machines. He was also fascinated by computers, although computers in those days were very large and expensive, and used only by specialists. Later, he went on to college, but he soon had to drop out. The college tuition was too expensive for his parents, and he wanted to avoid relying on them. Jobs tried to look for things he could feel passionate about. In the mid-1970s, Jobs found that computer technologies had great possibilities, not only for himself, but also for people all over the world. He founded Apple at the age of 21 to realize his dream. He wanted to create computers which could help people to become more creative and to change their lives. Developing a cool design was also important for him. Indeed, his new computer, called the Macintosh, was small, stylish, easy to use, and affordable for ordinary people. Macintosh became an instant success and brought about the personal computer revolution. Unfortunately, Jobs died of cancer in 2011, at the age of just 56. In his lifetime, Jobs left a lot of advice for young people. One of them was, "You have to find what you love. If you haven't found it yet, keep looking." That was the very life he lived himself. He believed that we can feel the greatest satisfaction only when we love what we do and accomplish something great with it.